time for us to give a bit of a talk about who we are and what we're doing. And I'm Carolyn Quinn, president of Adelaide Plains Poets, and with me is
Jeanette.
Excellent. So the festival.
Yes.
It's over. It's done. 2019 location.
And it was great.
It was wonderful. We probably have made money. It doesn't matter. The important thing is to get the words out.
Yes.
And it really was very good. The numbers that come along to every session were better.
Yes.
And it was just awesome.
It was a fun festival.
It was very much fun for everybody, not just us. And Jeanette was good.
Happy.
Jeanette seemed really, really happy about it all.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much this year.
Yeah, it was very well done. The weather was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Considering it's winter.
Yes, and we had some really interesting things. We enjoyed just getting together. The photographic exhibition went well.
Oh, that was wonderful. Mm. The photographs, the three photographers, well, Jeanette was one of them, but Jeanette's work was awesome, and Martin Christmas did wonderful things with Gawler, and he found the interesting parts of Gawler. Lovely angles and just beautiful work, very poetry as an art. And John Giddens did gorgeous photographs of birds,
yes,
and he is an awesome bird photographer for sure.
Martin's photos made us look at Gawler anew with fresh eyes.
Yep.
I learned a lot about local bird life from John's photos, which is really useful when you're writing books set in this area. So all up, it was a very interesting exhibition. And Friday, it was just lovely going out to the Malala Museum again.
Yep.
It's always nice to go out to the Malala Museum.
And we at the hotel there. It was always nice to chat with each other. Getting together and talking is really
a lot of what it's about.
Yep.
That's what we want, is just getting like-minded people together and talking, because that's really important for writers to do that.
Yep. And then on the Saturday, Sean Williams did an awesome workshop.
Fantastic. He was so good. Everyone enjoyed it.
Yep.
It was really well done. And lovely to be able to be in the Gawler Library here rather than out in Evanston, right in the centre of Gawler.
Mm.
And it also meant that the Yarning Circle, everyone was there for the Yarning Circle, and that was a great success as well.
Yeah, and it was going to be an ongoing thing.
Yes.
Nina Marnie's were very much supportive of what we were doing and helped us to get the numbers. It was just awesome.
It was.
Keynote speech from
Sean.
Excellent again.
Can never have too much of Sean.
No.
It was fantastic. No. And he's written and published a Doctor Who short story. I just have to put that in there. Carolyn moans.
Who's good. I've loved Doctor Who from quite an early age, and as we all have. And I just haven't taken as much into my adult life as some others.
Some of us have. And Katie's workshop was fun as well.
Yep.
They were interesting, and we've got a few things we want to follow up with Katie. And then the Writers' Forum, which we hosted, and that was fun.
Yes. And Michael Bolan from Wakeful Press was with us again.
Yes, his bookshop and selling lots of books.
And speaking to us, and he's very keen to do it all again.
Yes.
So what we did this year is going to go into next year, a lot of it for sure, because it worked.
Yes, it did.
And people enjoyed it, so why would we not do it again?
I think the program's better, and having just the train ride on the Sunday and not the two overlap is excellent.
Oh, that was awesome, because I get to do the Yarning Circle, which I've never done before.
And I get to do the train ride, which I've never done before.
And it was fun train ride.
Yes, so all up, it has been a really successful festival. And
there was lots of writing going on for sure.
Yes.
And visit to the gallery before the train ride, that went very well.
Yes.
And we did get some poems written, and the poems are now on display at the gallery, the Gawler Community Gallery, on display with the works that they were written about, which was very awesome.
So we'll have readings from some of the poems that were written. Alex's poem that he wrote for the Writers' Forum, Carolyn's poem that she wrote on the gallery, they will follow. Introduce you, this is Dale Giles, who's just been our host for the Yarning Circle today. And Dale's is going to talk briefly about his careers and tell me what location means to him.
Location means to me the spiritual connection for Aboriginal people. So for me as an Aboriginal person, I want to feel that spiritual connection to the location that I'm sitting on, because as not being a Kaurna person, I'm Aranda, which is from the middle of Alice Springs, so in the McDonald Ranges area. So I like to, as a visitor here, I like to explore what that location is here in Gawler and feel that spiritual connection with the elders that are here with us.
Thank you very much, Dale.
Very welcome.
The poem I'm going to read today was written in response to a painting at the Gawler Community Gallery. This was part of our festival. It's called Moreton Bay Figs, Gawler. Who could ignore the beautiful tall trees, the image of part of the festival in photographic form from day one and beyond? Then, on the final festival day, figs in watercolour at the gallery as though waiting for me to write about them in the company of other poets. Our posse of poets then board the train to write or talk about what we see or think or hope and remember on this, the final day of Festival 2019.
Okay. These are two poems written for the Festival of Words Forum on the Saturday afternoon. The first is called Context and the second is called Location, and I'll read them both now. Why am I here? And when many other cosmic questions are found in life's mysteries, galactic inspiration from periodic elements created here on planet Earth. A ferrous mass cooling, rotating around a hydrogen star, an atmosphere created, water found and bacteria formed, vegetation established after soil shaped, links found from ocean origins, taking more than 7 days. Australia, an old tectonic plate, give or take some mountain ranges, surrounded by different seas, let alone an old inland one, nearly joined to Antarctica in an ever-widening relationship. Borders with other nations, Ghana, Pamank and Naturi, the Adelaide Plains, part of the Para District, fault lines and rivers studded with eucalypts and banksias, land occupied for over 60,000 years, standing at the junction between these regions, the Barossa, the hills and plains. Agricultural and industrial past, South Australia's first country town, the Prince Albert Inn, single-storey brick building, a hitching post location, ales and lagers for sale, a simple building amongst others, bringing the social life to the town. James Martin's workshops down the road, maize harvesters built in the township, Murray Street's two stories on the hill, uptown or down near Dead Man's Pass, a building of the current hotel, a structure created near the turn of the century, a palace by any standards, two stories at the front, other extensions to the rear, a kitchen for meals, the toilets out back, and accommodation upstairs for those needing lodgings. Now a local haunt, new business owners, some of the menu continuing, and one of the non-pokies pubs promoting music and meetings and a festival right here, right now.
That's excellent.
Okay, the second poem is called Location. Context of a setting, geographical in nature, human or natural surrounds, and or historical imperative, when as much as where, more science and less fiction when telling the story, however true in lyrics, verse and narrative. Exploring adjectives, nouns and verbs, holding on to language to give information, no matter in what tongue, to explain why we are here or to emote the imagination, having hope in existence, the campfire routine, gathering in the presence, once of flames and hearth, always the opportunity to commune, to tell tales with elements of truth, anecdotes not to pass time, but to give truths, to pass on information layered with meaning, analogy in background, to state life's truths, realising given meanings, and have the fortunate experience spelt out not in simplicity, consonant, vowel, consonant, but like a dramatic performance, laying out the scene, tension, action, climax, and reasoning for a given situation, part comedy, part tragedy, depending on one's part in the play. Traditions coined and legends made, apprentice, journeyman or master, finding the meaning behind the veil of the stage, footlights only campfires again, exploring the plot and setting and how it may relate to the individual, applicable to as many tickets sold with universal appeal on this one of 8 planets revolving around a star in an outer spiral of the Milky Way.
Very good. Very Douglas Adams at the end. I like that.
Okay. Says it all, doesn't it? It's all does. There. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
And thank you for listening.
Indeed.